在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Samantha, can I see you for a second?
Of course.
You know what a huddle is, Sam?
Sure.
Then you know when the QB is calling his plays, he's got to listen to his receivers. They're the ones reading the eyes of the other side.
Maybe I was thinking of a different huddle.
You made a good point the other day. I want you to be liaison for Coco No Carbs.
Thank you! That's amazing!
We're not done. Sit down. I heard you're engaged. I remember my first wedding. Carly almost drowned under the weight of it. Sam, I'm gonna be blunt. If you think this whole getting married thing is gonna affect your job performance, now is the time to back out gracefully.
Trust me, it will not be...Hi, Mom. I tried to call you back last night, but Daddy said...
Right.
As if that wasn't enough anxiety, Ben's parents had invited us for dinner, and my parents would be there, too. Pass the tranquilizers. Do you realize our parents are in there, together?
What are you talking about? They love each other.
No, they pretend to love each other. Now they're about to be bound together for all time.
Look, don't overreact, okay? So maybe Thanksgivings will suck, but that's about it. Perspective.We love each other, right? Does it really matter what they think?
Yeah. Maybe I was overreacting. It appeared that for moms, a wedding can transcend any cultural or personality difference.
See? Love fest.
I can't wait till we're related.
Hi, Daddy. And for dads, the excitement of the fourth quarter has the same effect.
How are you?
Okay, well, thank you, Samantha.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, honey. Wonderful news. The Rosens have very generously offered to share the cost of the wedding.
Well, honey, we just want you to have everything you've ever dreamed of.
Wow, thank you.
Maybe Ben was right, and it would all work out.
St. James Church.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Sam practically grew up there.
Ben, you never told me she wanted a church wedding.
I didn't, you know, we never discussed the, you know...
Hello? Anybody home?
Rabbi Kaplan.
Sheila, you look great. Mazel tov. Benjamin, this must be the beautiful bride. How are you doing? And this is...
Rabbi, they want the ceremony at St. James. Will that be a problem?
Is St. James a church?
Yes.
Then it's a problem.
Boy. But, Rabbi, we do intend on having an interfaith ceremony.
I know, I'm sorry.I don't do that. Which doesn't mean to say that I don't approve of interfaith marriage. I just don't perform the ceremonies. Most rabbis don't. Oi, I'm on Spilkas. That's cheddar.
No son of mine is being married in a church. Well, Sheila, dear, if it's not St. James Church, then it's going to be...
Yeah, maybe we should put a pin in this and talk about something else. Like, I don't know, the menu.
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Well, I had a thought. I was thinking instead of doing, you know, the old grilled fish thing, that maybe we do coconut shrimp. It's Sam's favorite.
Do you think that's a good idea? Some of our family keep kosher. Now, we were thinking that maybe lasagna would be a good main course.
Well, do you think that's a good idea? See, Ken's lactose intolerant. And with all the cheese all over the lasagna...
Can you even get good seafood without
if
flying it?
If all that cheese, we're going to need a paramedic on call.
Not to mention what that will do to the cost.
And there
was well,
time
well,
went, so I don't wedding, know, and we got something to say about lasagna, I would think.
Yes, dear, because we were terrible guests.
I know about the gas can.
Second Sunday.
What are you getting at?
Nothing. Look, Sam, let's just forget the rabbi, okay? We can do it in a church, whatever you want. I mean, it would solve everything.
Except that I would lose your mother forever. She'd never forgive me. I can't have that.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to find a solution that everyone can live with.
He's so cute, isn't he? The truth is, I wasn't that worried. These were all minor roadblocks. The important thing was that I had a loving and supportive hubby-to-be. I wasn't finished. Anyway,